all I ever seem to find is so much worry and so much strife. That I can call my own when I'm old and all alone and can feel I'm at home, can feel I'm at home when I'm home. Leave all my worries behind me. Will not laugh at me or sting my skin or spill the bin of garbage I feel the name me. For the darkness will not point me out like some he send loved, but jeer and shout. Blackness is the essence to be free, essence of drifting, floating, solid areas of nothing, through summer shrouds of painted rain, through hollow madness of lunatics quite sane. 12 more hours of light, exposure, and pain. For the darkness is my fresh release from the staleness of the night. I am whipped, exposed, a neophyte. Unclothed, I stumble and stagger for the night. For the darkness commandeth not a price when the grains of wheat are low. Demanding nothing, gently caressing my being, I am as one again, a drip in the ocean flow. So clothe your spirit around my flesh, sew your skin for the loophole of my mesh. Lose me in that everlasting pit. Cleanse my soul, spit out the grit, stab in the knife, and carve out the grime. For darkness is my ultimate, not true.
This is the Golden Triangle Kosmischer Music and Kraut Rock Hour. That was Message with When I'm Home from their first album on Bacillus. For this time, we are listening to nothing but music from the Bacillus label, formed in 1970 in Neu-Isenburg, just south of Frankfurt, and soon merged with the Bellaphon label for greater distribution muscle. It was run by Peter Hauke, the manager of 9 Days Wonder and Epsilon, and was soon quite a success on the independent underground German music scene. Hard rock mainstays Geronimo got on board for their third album and the lead single, the classic Blind Man.
then you'll get your cut in the tall tree to pieces. You dig that way of getting all troubles too easy. No one gets up to your tree.
Maternal Joy, a single 7-inch by that outfit, who were in fact 9 Days Wonder. I've no idea why they recorded that early Bacillus single under a different name, but rock it does. Before that, Pell Mell from Marburg, a bunch of music students from the university there who went on to record 4 albums in the 70s. That was from the first, and it was called The Clown and the Queen. And a couple of Pell Mell's members were also in another band called Frame, who released 1 album on Bacillus. So let's hear from them. This is Children's Freedom.
Children, if you dare to think things you shouldn't think of, all the world's experience, so you had to learn. You are too young. Life is just a frame story, an experiment. Oh, do you know the rules? How to win a prize. You are too young. Children, if you dare to think things you shouldn't think of, follow what's
we'll be right back. China. Race through my famous enough to hear applause after every word I say. I tell you, your fault's just a whore who trembles everyone upon the face. I love you because you do what you gotta do. I stand on my head just so as to watch the sand floating backwards in the hourglass. Too much blood starts flooding my head. Keep me balanced. It's an extensive world we're in. We're holding hands tenderly and whisper our further troubles at each other. Feel the skin for a moment. My heart's in your chest. To scream into your very ear. To feel the sweet danger of your fingernails next to my eyes. Have I been too loud?
You don't expect any applause, do you?
Days Wonder, Long Distance Line, from their third album, 1974's Only the Dancers. And most of their avant-garde tendencies have dissipated by then, although it's nice to hear still a little bit of eccentricity. That was recorded for some reason in Chipping Norton in the Cotswolds in southern England. And as with a lot of the Basilisk productions, Peter Hauke is credited as producer, and here credited as usual as engineer Dieter Dirks, who seemed to produce about half of the output of the label, the other half being produced by Connie Plank. And Dirks it was who engineered the Nectar excerpt we heard before that, the climax to their masterpiece Journey to the Center of the Eye from 1971. Nectar were, of course, in fact, a British outfit and one of the mainstays of the label, along with 9 Days Wonder and Message. And landing for their third album were Carthago. Their first two had been on BASF, the chemical manufacturer, who were in fact the parent company of the Pilz label before Rolf Ulrich Kaiser hijacked it. Anyway, this is the opening track from Carthago's first album, String Rambler.
Bring them back.
1,000 Smiles from Martz and Epigesi. That's Rainer Martz and Georg Epigesi, who got together for one album in 1971. Martz had been the original guitarist for Geronimo and went on to play with a variety of people like Tiger B. Smith, Atlantis, Wyoming, even Crocodile for a moment. And Georg Epigesi was in the top Czech pop band The Beatmen, who went to Germany in 1966, and when they split up, Epigesi just stuck around the German music scene. Rainer Martz is also on the previous track, Restless Man from Wyoming. Pete Wyoming Bender, an American in fact, but born in Alsace, raised in the States and back to Germany in the early 70s for a couple of Bacillus albums, produced as usual by Peter Hauke and engineered by Dieter Dirks. Next up, rising from the ashes of 60s beat group The Diskers, it's Chin, who made one album in 72, and this is Fortune.
On lonely street, but there's no one who I could meet. So I'm living in a world of fantasy, trying to make you hear is me. But this dream can almost be that I'm alone with my beloved Lee.
I'll be forever a part of
love you. Think about my trouble.
Reichelsheim from Epsilon, another Marburg band featuring ex-members of Orange Peel and Nosferatu, three albums they recorded for Bacillus and were another band signed to Peter Hauke's management label. Before that, Message from their great Message from Books and Dreams. And that's it for this Bacillus episode of the Golden Triangle Kosmischer Music and Krautrock Hour. Next time we'll be exploring the south of Germany more generally. But to see us out, Crocodile. They wouldn't get onto Bacillus until their fourth album, in fact, in 72. But this is from their third, their masterpiece, An Invisible World Revealed, another Dieter Dierks production. This is Crocodile with Odyssey in Ohm. We'll be right back.
celestial lady from the outer stratosphere. Beyond the light that falls upon the human eye, within the fluid fields of motion through the hands of an aging orchestra in tonal ecstasy. To ever after, to alight upon the wings of countless colors in kaleidoscopic form. Perfume garden that's breathing interstellar wings across a panoramic wilderness of dreams.